We'll start with the latest official coronavirus numbers. As of 2:30 p.m. today, there are 2,974 confirmed cases in California. That's according to the San Francisco Chronicle's tracking tool. The Bay Area makes up over a third of that number. There are 1,162 confirmed cases in the nine counties here and 27 deaths. And yesterday, San Francisco announced the first death of a resident diagnosed with COVID-19. The man who died was in his 40s and had multiple significant underlying health conditions. Just after noon today, Governor Gavin Newsom announced a mortgage grace period. He said that banks like Wells Fargo, Citi, JP Morgan, and U.S. Bank have agreed to a 90-day grace period for mortgage payments for those impacted by COVID-19. In his announcement, he also said that 1 million Californians have applied for unemployment benefits. Newsom said in the coming weeks, all levels of government need to focus more on individuals and small businesses.
We need to focus on those faces, on their stories, not just the face of government, not just the face of business, but on the faces of individuals day in and day out that are struggling to make ends meet, struggling to feed their family, to feed themselves, to get to the needs of their small businesses. Small businesses need more support.
And as of today, six of the Bay Area's nine counties announced they're extending school closures through May 1st. That's Alameda, Contra Costa, Marin, San Mateo, and Santa Clara counties, as well as the city and county of San Francisco. Most districts are continuing to provide free meals to students, with schools acting as meal pickup sites. And the districts will continue to explore a variety of distance learning options. And in more national news, pressure is mounting on the Trump administration to release people from immigration detention facilities. One person detained at a facility has already tested positive for COVID-19. The fear is that tight quarters and overall conditions could cause rapid spread of the virus. ICE says it's screening people as they come in and isolating those who show symptoms. But advocates say those measures aren't enough, especially for people particularly at risk because of their age or pre-existing medical conditions. There are now multiple lawsuits popping up around the country, and a federal court in San Francisco has ordered one woman immediately released because of the outbreak. For KLW News, I'm Angela Johnston.